at hempusa.org.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We return with Chris O'Brien, hour two of the Paracast. Our special guest is George Feiler. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. And let's now continue to look at the abduction scenario. Now, these days, UFO abductions have become controversial because of, obviously, attacks against two of the well-known abduction investigators, Bud Hopkins and Dr. David Jacobs. Do you know them?
Yes, I've been in their homes.
Okay, so what do you think about their methodology and about the things they do and about the criticisms about their work?
Well, I think they're, you know, fine individuals. They may have been, you know, came up with their own concept of what was happening and, you know, talking together came up with a procedure and so on. But I feel that what they came up with is fairly logical. And obviously they're not the only researchers in the field. There's many others and they've come to similar conclusions, maybe not agree with, you know, everything. We're in a field that, frankly, you know, very little money is put into, and yet it may be the most important scientific endeavor for our whole country, if not the world, and yet, you know, very little is done in that way. Dr. John Mack, a psychiatrist from, what was it, Harvard, thought it was all nonsense and started investigating on his own, and he came up with similar, you know, decisions that there's something, in fact, some kind of abduction service was going on, and that, you know, whether it's aliens or somebody else, we don't know for certain. But the whole field should be looked into with a great deal of care and, you know, money and so on put up. No one that I know of in the field, other than writing a book once in a while, you know, receives any money for this research. And put it bluntly, without a lot of money being spent, we'll probably never know for sure what's going on. In other words, well, we need doctors and, you know, psychiatrists. And,
I understand the point, but do you think when you have laymen who are doing the hypnotic sessions and doing the research, do you think that hurts the possibility of getting some really solid information as to what's going on?
Well, what's not general, you know, there's many abductees. As a matter of fact, almost all the abductees remember some of the things that happened. And the, you know, hypnosis is really just to get more information. I mean, it's not like you grab a person on the street, so to speak, and who has no, you know, interest in the field or doesn't feel that anything's going on. I've talked to quite a few people that, you know, have detailed memories from the time they were, you know, 5 years old and so on, and being taken aboard craft and the like. And certainly something's going on.
So it's not a question of someone hypnotizing them and saying, you were subject to some kind of sexual experimentation. They're going to make a hybrid version of you. This is not what's happening. These people have had the experiences, and they go then to a researcher and try to get some answers.
Usually, at least when they call me, they're pretty sure that they've been taken and so on, and they've had these experiences, and you know, remember seeing the UFO and all this kind of thing, and seeing some strange alien-looking people. Although sometimes they look pretty much like us. In other words, I think there's enough information there that would indicate that something is, in fact, going on.
But well, the theory is...
People, I didn't believe either, but after a while, you talk to enough people, you say, hey, something's happening. And a lot of these people have scars and so on that would indicate that something strange is going on in their lives.
But you do feel that this is pretty much, if not 100%, it's exclusively an ET scenario with the ETs being the perpetrators?
pretty much. I mean, there could be, you know, something we're not aware of, for the sake of argument, you know, like demons and devils they talk about in the Bible, something like that, or.
How about our own government? Of course, the MyLab theory, military abductions. I'm often reminded of the the kind of humorous episode on the X-Files where these two military intelligence guys are conducting an abduction dressed as aliens, and then the real aliens come down and abduct them. Do you feel that our military is possibly involved in some sort of clandestine project, sort of creating fake abduction scenarios?
Well, I don't know. I doubt if the military would do it, but some organization may be doing it to try to find out what, in fact, is happening, you know. That it would be foolish, at least in my opinion, if governments aren't, you know, looking into this. That there's enough evidence, you know, that frankly they're on radar, and I probably get, you know, a photo a day of a UFO. And in other words, there's evidence coming in continuously, and I'm just one person doing this, and
yeah, every week you have more and more stuff.
The government has a lot more resources than I do, you know.
Now, the stuff that you actually publish in your newsletter, are you basically collecting information? Do you go out yourself at times to talk to witnesses, to go on the scene?
Yes, I do that sometimes. You know, if they're reasonably close to me, you know. Well, just getting to meet somebody is often difficult. And we have, I'm in New Jersey, and we have some 10 investigators in different parts of the state who go out to, you know, wherever there's an abduction or a sighting close by, and they'll go and talk to these people. And then if it's what I consider a good case, I'll also try to call and talk to the people, in some cases go and meet them, you know.
Now, when it comes to abductions, we want, you know, scientists, therapists, doctors, psychologists in there. Do you have people like that at your beck and call? So if you get that kind of case, you can call them up and say, you know, you got to look into this?
Well, interestingly enough, most of our people are ex-military and detectives on police forces and so on that have come in contact with various abductions, and that you might call it their normal work. And then once they've retired, have, you know, continued researching in this field. We don't have, at least right now, I don't. Well, I have one doctor that we can go to, and we have several people in the mental field that work with us.
But isn't that the most important aspect of doing this abduction research? You've got to sit there. You're dealing with people who have undergone psychological damage probably at some point in time, and you need to probe further. Isn't that something that the professionals really ought to do most of the research on?
Well, they should be, but generally they're frankly not interested in doing this, or they won't work for free, you know. That's part of the problem with the field, that there's, you know, very little money given to it. Obviously, the government doesn't give any money that we're aware of, let's put it that way.
And, you know, we'll go back to that again. You think many of these cases, or any of these cases, and, of course, the prospect raised by Chris before, that maybe the government is doing some kind of disinformation, that they are creating the scenario of a UFO abduction for purposes, you know, just maybe to study the human mind, learn how we deal with certain kinds of crises. We'll ask more about that in a moment. We have George Filer. He has his publication, Filer's Files, and I have provided a link at theparacast.com. If you click on that link, you can check the archives of the newsletter and subscribe. And if you have a comment or question, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
The Paracast.
Hi, this is Tamar from Namecheap. We're a domain name and web hosting company, and we really care about our customers. With domain name purchases, Namecheap offers free SSL and free WhoisGuard for a year to protect your identity from spammers. Most importantly, we care about you. If you'd like to learn more, please visit us at radio.namecheap.com, radio.namecheap.com for web hosting and domain name specials. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Namecheap or become a fan of ours on Facebook at facebook.com/Namecheap. See you online.
Fate Magazine provides true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you want to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out on iTunes.
We return with George Feiler. The publication he has is Feiler's Files. He's an Eastern director for the Mutual UFO Network. And so let me just rephrase the question as we pick up this segment of the PowerCast, and that is, George, What about that? Do you think that the government has from time to time engaged in some kind of research project creating scenarios involving UFO abductions to see how we behave?
Well, I've heard, those stories, but I've, personally have no knowledge of any programs that the government might have. In some ways, I hope that they do have some programs to investigate what's going on.
Okay, now if all this is happening around us, abductions, do you think maybe that our government not only knows about it, but says to ET, all right, if you don't attack us, go ahead and do a little research on the site?
And it's all speculation, but it would be important to do research in this, if assuming this is all really happening. But I run into FBI and CIA people, and they're always asking me questions. It's not the other way around.
That's almost scary right there, because if they don't know, boy, it doesn't sound like they're, governments like to be in control, and it doesn't sound like they are in control of the situation.
Another thing is that we've gone to several presidents, Carter and Ford, for example, on personal level.
You mean you've talked to them personally?
Friends of friends,
okay,
type thing. But people in MUFON have gone to them as friends of friends, and as a matter of fact, even done favors for them and that kind of thing. In other words, they most likely would get a reasonable answer, and they've indicated that they've asked, people in government as president. Matter of fact, I've got a letter from President Ford, and he said that, as a congressman, as a head of the House of Representatives, as vice president, as president, he had asked about UFOs and never got any good information, frankly. In other words, even at the highest levels of government, it doesn't seem like, at least they're not giving the presidents the right kind of answers.
Well, we must assume that the government does have quite an extensive database, gun camera footage, all sorts of data. If it's not being revealed to the highest levels of government, who do you think is holding on to this information? Obviously, the intelligence agencies, but how do you think it's being compartmentalized? And do you think that there's really anybody that does know the full picture?
Let's put it this way. If there is, I haven't been able to locate them. I'd be happy to help them find out what's going on.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'll take notes for you, too. You can bring me along. I'll carry your suitcase and take notes.
Yeah, they could promote me and put me on active duty.
Well, this is a question I do ask of people who've been in the military and talk, in a very public way about UFO reality. Since you left the Air Force, has anyone from the government come to you and said, George, tone it down a little bit?
No.
I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing, Gene.
No, it's almost like they don't care, frankly. or don't take it seriously, I would say, would be even closer to it.
Or don't want to put any undue attention on it, just kind of leave it alone. Maybe like the cat when it covers its paws on its eyes to hide from something that it's in fear of. Maybe they're just in a place of fear and it's just out of sight, out of mind,
A lot of our best information, frankly, comes from, China and South American countries. They seem to be more open about this. And, many millions of people in China believe in, UFOs and the whole concept and are studying it.
The largest UFO group on the planet is, I think, almost half a million or over half a million members of a Chinese UFO organization.
And they're making tremendous strides in technology and a lot of other ways. I think we're losing out, assuming that these craft are real and so on, and I've had them on radar and seen them, and I get pictures every day. So I would assume that they are real, that they have raised amazing technology. And we know that, like McDonnell Douglas had a whole research and development program trying to find out in the 60s, you know, what, how these things operated and so on. And many of the people that received my files are, I think I sent it to about 1,000 Air Force people and all kinds of, you know, Boeing and Lockheed and all these kind of people. They're just by the people who take my files, I get interested, you know, indication that they're very interested in what the UFOs are doing. And I think we need to study it further. Now, maybe it's, you know, Stephen Greer thinks a lot of it is being studied by private organizations and not by the government.
Well, okay, is there any evidence of this? I mean, whatever Stephen Greer says, you know, a lot of us tend to dispute what he says and tend to consider him very much an opportunist. You know, he's just basically in there for himself. He's making statements that there doesn't appear to be any evidence to support. So in as much as we consider what Stephen Greer might be doing, okay, all right, if the private investigation is going on, other than a place like a MUFON or a similar organization, where is it being done? Are big corporations engaged in this somewhere?
Well, Stephen seems to think so, but not know what company is doing it. I don't know. We did find some indications of a document at McDonnell Douglas that would indicate that they were studying UFOs back in the 60s. And that, and several other large companies were. But, you know, they have research and development teams, and they could spend some money on that. And actually, since, you know, Project Blue Book and everything closed down, what was that, the late 60s, you know, indicate that our government is studying the whole system much. Well, I happened to go to school with one of the chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, and he indicated like he didn't know anything about it, and his wife didn't know, and I was telling them about it, and quite a few general friends of mine don't seem to know anything about it.
I'll tell you what, we'll get into more of that in a moment, because that raises a lot of important questions.
Yeah.
George Filer, Filer's Files, the name of the publication. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack! Attack! Of the Rockoids. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockoids lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack! Attack! Of the Rockoids is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack! Attack! Of the Rockoids, a novel in the grand science fiction tradition."
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Clifford Cliff, International Director for the Mutual UFO Network. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We return. Chris O'Brien, the co-host. The guest is George Filer. Filer's Files is the publication. I'm Gene Steinberger in the Paracast. So, okay, what I'm hearing from talking to you is that a lot of people in the government, despite everything that's gone on in the modern UFO era since World War II, they don't know a heck of a lot about it.
My local congressman, for example, I'm also the president of the local Air Force Association chapter, and we work closely with several congressmen. Well, in any case, in talking to the congressmen, you know, at dinners and things, they indicate that they don't receive any or very small amount of information about UFOs. That, you know, you and I are interested in the subject and we hear about it a lot and so on, and we think it's very important, but those in the government and many other areas just don't know about it. They don't see the data that we get. As a matter of fact, I encourage all of those people listening, that if they have any connections with any of their congressmen, to bring it up to them.
That's right. Get them working on something except getting reelected.
My congressman, Saxon, said that you know, most politicians are afraid of it. Because if individual politicians stood up and said we ought to study UFOs, everybody would say he was a crank and, you know, crazy and all that. And he said that it would take at least three or four congressmen to, you know, want to look into it to do much. And he also thought the same thing with Obama, that it would take Obama, you know, to stand up with the governments, you know, we'll say the head of China and you know, the UK and so on, saying, well, we really are being investigated by UFOs and that we should take it seriously. In other words, even a head of state, one person would have a problem standing up and explaining the whole situation.
So Obama is not going to be doing a press conference with an alien on either side, as some researchers have suggested that is imminent, that Obama is getting ready. I think there's even a story last week in a Chinese newspaper, according to a rather dubious source from the All News Web, that the Chinese were making noises that they think that Obama is going to have some sort of disclosure event very soon. What do you think about that? It doesn't sound like you think that's very possible.
Well, I'm only going by what the congressman said, but I our country, news media and so on, doesn't accept UFOs very well. Although it's kind of interesting that these programs like V come on a regular basis, kind of might say allowing the public to realize that maybe some of this is real.
And of course, V, by the way, is not doing all that well in the ratings.
That's too bad. That it's not, but it's an interesting program, nevertheless, that indicates that the aliens are here and they're apparently friendly and they're doing all these wonderful things for us.
Yeah, but in V, the aliens are reptiles who are here to assimilate us into their society. I gather engage in some kind of, who knows, hybridization.
Right, but they appear as nice guys, so to speak, but they're really not, is what the story is saying. And that may be the case that's what they're trying to teach us.
Well, it's just traditional. We've been talking about the aliens on the loose in science fiction movies and TV since, the 1950s? I mean, even if you go back to Flash Gordon, the movie serials, the evil emperor from the planet Mongo comes to Earth because he wants to destroy us. Well, he doesn't come to Earth. He just sends his dastardly rays to destroy Earth's atmosphere.
Ming the Merciless, ruler of the universe.
Right. It's also possible that we're being duped, that this is a civilization that lives under the sea and makes it look like they're coming in from space or whatever. There's always possibilities.
Okay, let's look at the other possibility. Okay, we're assuming it's E.T. based on conventional wisdom. But all right, you raised it. There was a book out called The Crypto-Terrestrials by the late Mac Tonies, and that's not the first time people have suggested that we have advanced civilizations within the Earth that arrive in UFOs and maybe pretend, if they get in touch with us, that they are ET because they don't want us to know where they are really from. So you would take this seriously at all?
No, it's certainly a possibility. Or even, Jacques Vallée feels that they're from a, you might say, a different dimension that we can't see. I don't know if I believe in different dimensions, but, just outside of what we can see, animals can see certain things that we can't. They hear certain things that we can't. So it just might be out of what we can perceive, as humans. And that they're really there all the time, so to speak, and live amongst us. I mean, all these are possible. We have the Bible discussing, demons and all these kind of things. That there's a whole other world, you might say, that I'm not sure we've really explained or even explored. But, religion, in a sense, is exploring them and the exorcism and all that kind of thing.
So long and short of it is, you're not then a 100% nuts and bolts kind of guy.
Now, I'm not a 100%, but on the other hand, what I saw, the big craft that I saw and the lights in the sky and, the radar returns and so on would indicate that was something, either a big display or was most likely something coming in from another planet.
Okay, big display. Okay, that raises another question, too. Is it possible what we're seeing is like some kind of advanced holographic image? I mean, if you go to Star Trek and you look at the 23rd and 24th century, the holodeck, you can go in there and you can see, you can feel, you can touch, you can taste, but it's all computerized recreation. So we think a civilization that's 1,000 years ahead of us, 1,000,000 years ahead of us, they could create images that are tracked on radar, but they aren't really there.
It's possible.
Yeah, but they don't bring down fighter planes.
Well, they can do, you know, they, we don't know this for certain, but, you know, you can do various maneuvers in an aircraft where you essentially destroy yourself. And that, in fact, may have happened, you know.
So you think maybe some of these or all of these episodes where craft, aircraft, our own, supposedly lost because of UFOs, they may have done things that just were screw-ups. They just screwed up. They made a mistake. They crashed, but not because E.T. or the crypto-terrestrials were out there.
Well, particularly if they were being fooled. You know what I'm saying?
So they're chasing after a fantasy. They're chasing after a fantasy, right?
Oh, these are possibilities. And you know, MUFON's a couple thousand people, and I don't know how many people in there, but I think there's one person paid, or maybe two, you know, in MUFON. And the rest of all doing this is, you know, on the side. And in addition to other jobs and so on. In other words, we're not spending, you know, our full time and efforts in research. Actually, because I'm retired now, I am. But
now, after you left the Air Force, what did you do? What was your line of work?
Well, I had a master's degree in business, and I worked for various companies and taught school. I was vice president of Medcor in Princeton University. Just outside of Princeton.
I'll tell you what, we'll get into more of this in a moment. We have George Filer. The publication Filer is Files. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you ready to order the official Paracast t-shirt? You asked, we answered. We're now taking orders for the official Paracast t-shirt. It comes in white, 100% cotton. The front of it features the same logo that we have on our community forums. On the back it says, Separating Signal from Noise. To order the official Paracast t-shirt, here's all you have to do. Visit our new online store at store.theparacast.com. One more time, that's store.theparacast.com. You can use a major credit card to place your order for the official Paracast t-shirt. Hey neighbors, we have one more thing to talk about, and that's more merchandise at the official Paracast store. We have hats, we have jackets, we even have a flip video camcorder customized with the Paracast logo at the official Paracast store. It's all now available at the official Paracast store, store.theparacast.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You're in the Paracast. You never know what's going to happen next.
Our guest is George Feiler, Bufon Eastern Director. He's also the publisher, editor of Feiler's Files, an online publication that comes out every week or so with the latest UFO news and views. I'm Gene Steinberger in the Paracast. Now, I want to ask you about a story, George. Came out a while ago involving the American representative for certain one-armed UFO contactee in Europe. And I'll ask you the question then. What is your position about the Billy Meyer case?
Well, what I've noticed is, I've had my experience. In other words, I saw my UFOs, so to speak, and I can sit down to write a book, and I've got, four pages. Well, Billy Meyer, if he sat down to write a book, had, four or five pages of sightings. In other words, I feel that he had some real sightings. He may even have had some real contacts, but I think he used a lot of filler and maybe even did some of his own. In other words, many of his pictures look real to me, and I've had them analyzed and so on, and they probably were real, but a certain group.
That goes, by the way, against everything we've heard. I mean, our former co-host, David Bietney, here duplicated very well one of the Billy Meyer photographs in the sense he exposed it for what it was. We had another one of our former guests who created his own variation on the wedding cake photos. You know what I'm getting
at? Frankly, I think the wedding cake photos are not real.
Okay, that's my personal favorite. I just love that.
I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt and saying that I think that some of what he did and saw was real. But much of it was not. That's my assessment.
Well, how did this particular representative for Meyer somehow lasso onto your name and say that you've signed off on it and you're now a supporter of?
Well, he said he sent me some photographs. You might call, I don't know if you've ever seen the books that were put out. Billy Meyer
by Lee and Britt Elders and Wendell Stevens.
Right. And that I knew Wendell pretty good, and he went to Switzerland and went to the spots where the pictures were taken and so on, and felt that a one-armed man was unlikely to be able to take these pictures. And I basically believe, what Wendell said as a lieutenant colonel, retired Air Force and so on. But I don't believe everything.
But the thing about it is also that's a specious argument. Well, a one-armed man couldn't take these pictures. So he has help. Big deal.
Well, that's true. But I'm just saying that I don't think every... I think that he saw some UFOs and took pictures of real UFOs. But I think he had limited amounts and decided to do more. That's my analysis of the situation. I'm not saying I'm correct. I'm just saying that's my analysis.
What do you think of the cult that's kind of grown up around him over the years, the belief system that's sprung up?
A lot of movie stars have gone there, and, you know, Shirley MacLaine and different ones. And I think that they saw enough to make them believe that something he was doing was real. In other words, I don't think... What I've seen on quite a few cases here when I've investigated, that the people will see something, you know, and get some pictures and so on. But then they want to do more. And so then they start faking stuff and so on. And that's what I think would happen with him. That's my analysis. I could be wrong. I mean, it all might be fake, you know. But I think he did have some contacts and so on.
No, I'd sure like him to introduce me to Semyasi's daughter.
Right.
Well, it doesn't matter if the case is real or not. If she has a daughter, and of course we have an eligible young man in the person of Chris O'Brien, certainly he would like to have somebody he would like to, you know, be friendly with.
Yeah, maybe the aliens might come to Earth and find the men. To be fair,
I've interviewed, I don't know exactly, 80 people that have been in front of the aliens and talked to them and so on. And frequently they're, basically Nordics. And in other words, I think there's some truth to some of the stories. They all could be lying. I don't know.
That's a larger question. I sometimes wonder, some of these early UFO contactees, and we go back to the early years of George Adamski and these people, that maybe at one time they had an experience, we don't know what kind, unusual experience, and, you know, they thought it was compelling. The experience was never repeated. And because it was never repeated, well, they had people who gave them a lot of attention. They got their 15 minutes of fame. They wanted to get 30 minutes. So they embellished the cases, embellished the encounters, and then had to create new encounters to keep the audience. Is that what basically you're saying about Billy Meier? Something real happened once, but now it's all play acting?
It may have been two or three times, but I'm just saying that... I've run into that pattern quite a few times, that people have had encounters and they, you know, felt they were real and all happened and so on, and then they just want to continue the notoriety, et cetera. And it's a way to make money, you know, not a lot. I don't think anyone in the UFO field has ever become rich handling UFOs. I mean, there's a lot of other things I could do. I'm sure they're going to make a lot more money than this.
Yeah, Whitley Strieber hasn't done too bad. Richard Hoagland. Whitley Strieber hasn't done too bad. Richard Hoagland. There's a few out there that...
Strieber wrote a lot of other books, too, you know.
True.
He found a niche there.
Well, okay, what about Strieber? Do you think Strieber had this abduction experience and then he found a gold mine and said, okay, I'm going to take this, milk it for all it's worth? We had, of course, that movie, which I don't think it did all that well, but, you know, maybe he made a lot of money from that. Do you think he turned it into a commercial enterprise beyond that and beyond the reality of the original experience?
Well, I don't know Strieber that well, but I think just based on his story and so on, that something initially happened to him, and that he being a writer and so on is continuing. I personally try to write everything that I find is true, but you don't know that every story is true. But, you know, you hope that it is.
Okay, now let's look at Filer's Files for a moment. You have a lot of information here. How do you vet the stories, or are you mostly just collecting interesting tales of UFOs and related information and putting them together?
Mostly, you know, from week to week, people are reporting their sightings or their, you know, group of people have sightings together. I tend to try to use sightings where, you know, more than one person is involved. And if possible, you know, very close, you know, and other cars stopping and so on. And let's put it this way, a lot of times when you visit the individuals that are reporting the information within the first 2 minutes, when you talk to them, you feel that they're either telling the truth or they're not, you know. And we also check, you know, their background and are they educated and, you know, what their belief systems are and that kind of thing. Some people stand out, frankly, as being very honest, and some stand out as being a little off-center or
suspect
or whatever.
So basically, George, you're relying on your gut to some degree. You're saying, you know what,
right.
This story doesn't feel right to me. Something is off about this. Let's
an experience,
sure.
You know, that I've heard so many people, and you mentioned Dr. Jacobs, but I've attended Dr. Jacobs' meetings for several years and met, I don't know, probably 100 abductees, and on my own, I've met, you know, people have come to my own home, probably another 50 or so. In other words, you get a feeling for what the stories are and what's happening, and some fit and some don't.
I'm going to ask you about that, how you know the story doesn't cut it. We're talking to George Filer. The publication Filer's Files. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.